What's your stock pick right now?
Yeah, so I've been quite conservative of late. So last time I recommended a position in gold. This time I'm going to recommend a position in silver. For quite similar reasons for gold. So I think what, if an investor has really got exposure to gold or doesn't want to be involved in gold, I think you should consider silver because, you know, we're starting to see some smart money from hedge fund managers and social offshore moving over to silver. So silver will act as a hedge to all the monetary and fiscal stimulus packages we're seeing at the moment. And it also tends to be highly correlated to gold. So if you do believe gold will go further upwards, then silver perhaps, especially if you're based relative to history, could outperform gold going up as well. So I certainly think it's one to consider if you don't want to be overexposed specifically to gold and so forth. And I think also from a silver, from a supply perspective, you're starting to see some pressure coming through there as well. 75%, give or take, from supply does come from byproduct or by mining, product minings. And as a result, you're not going to see not a lot of capex in there over the last year. So I think there is also going to work in their favor at some stage. So at this moment, it's all quite attractive.
Okay. And your side, Rikus, your stock pick tonight?
Well, Alex says he's conservative. I'm not even conservative. I'm just downright boring and going for Embraer, which apart from the fact that it's at quite a discount to its listed and hopefully unlisted assets, I think post the RMI unbundling, there's probably been some portfolio shifting and selling down, and a lot of their listed holdings are really down in the dumps, whether it be Grindrod or Mediclin. But I also believe that you only need one or two of those to recover to all of a sudden rekindle interest in something like Remgro. And also, although holding companies have been not in favor over the past number of years, I think people might be sitting back and saying, you know, a holding company is possibly a better diversification to risk than we previously thought, rather than going to a specific company and working out a model as to how you're going to fund it, because we all know how that's worked out in the past few months.
Yeah.
So I think holding companies might be coming back into favor, and Remgro is at a pretty good discount with good companies.
Let's leave it there, Rikus. Thanks so much to you both for having joined us. We see that we've lost the line to Alex a little bit prematurely, and I guess that on account of an unstable line to him this evening. But Alex Dace from Umtumbo Wealth and Rikus Reeders from PSG Wealth Centre as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening.